This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. James Thomas Nevels was arraigned on Monday, November 3rd, and will plead no contest 3 counts of assault on a police officer as a habitual third offense, with 1 count of assault on a police officer being dismissed as part of the agreement. He's scheduled for sentencing on January 5th, 2026 at 9 a.m., when restitution may be determined, especially since one of the assaults resulted in an injury of a police officer. Thomas James Neville faces 3 accounts of assaulting a police officer prosecuted under habitual offender laws due to his prior felony convictions, increasing the possible penalties. The plea deal includes the dismissal of 1 assault charge and a commitment to plead no contest to the remaining 3 counts. A 49-year-old North Branch man died Sunday afternoon in a single car crash on M53 near Muck Road in Imlay City. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, Stephen Henderson lost control while traveling northbound going airborne after hitting a driveway embankment and then landing off the roadway. Henderson was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from his vehicle. Bystanders tried to perform CPR, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash, which blocked Van Dyke for about 3 hours, remains under investigation, and officials have not determined if alcohol or speeding played a role. Multiple agencies responded to the incident, including local police, fire, EMS, and road commission crews. Michigan wildlife officials are proposing longer elk hunting periods for the 2026-27 cycle, aimed to expand opportunities in the northern lower peninsula. Hunt period 1 would shift to a continuous 30-day window from the second Saturday in September to the second Sunday in October, replacing the current 12-day split season. Hunt period 2 would move to December 1st through 15th, lengthening the opportunity from 9 to 15 days and wrapping up before major winter holidays. Together, these changes would more than double total hunting days from 21 to 45. Hunters would also get 72 hours to register harvested elk instead of the current 24-hour window. The proposals do not affect the 2025 season and must be approved by the Natural Resource Commission. Public feedback is accepted through January 23rd, with final regulations slated for adoption in April of 2026. And we'll return right after this.
Before we know it, winter will be here and snow will be too. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Now's your chance to save on all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles before winter. I've knocked off $1,000 on 2 all-wheel drive SUVs. A 2023 Ford Escape Platinum being the top trim, it has all the bells and whistles. Remote start, full power, heated seats, heated steering wheel, 360-degree camera, power liftgate, memory seats, and Ford's Co-Pilot 360 safety package. It has just 34,000 miles and now only $26,980. Need a third row SUV? I also have a fully loaded all-wheel drive 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. Stay warm in the winter with remote start, full power, heated seats and steering wheel, cooled seats for when the summer comes back around, and a power lift gate for easy cargo loading, park and lane keep assist too. It has 103,000 miles and a 3.6 V6 engine, now just $17,980. I also have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's four-wheel drive, fully loaded, with only 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,000. Wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has remote start, front and rear park assist, heated and cooled seats, power tailgate, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, take it home for just $28,780. Don't miss these deals before they're gone at Al Hansen Motors.
And we're back with more news. President Trump is once again nominated tech entrepreneur and space traveler Jared Isaacman to head NASA. The new announcement comes months after his nomination was withdrawn over concerns about his politics. The administration says Isaacman's experience in private space travel brings valuable expertise. The move is part of Trump's push to advance U.S. ambitions in space exploration. If confirmed, Isaacman would lead several proposed lunar and Mars missions, and his nomination's expected to trigger debate in Congress. The Israel-Hamas conflict continues as the U.S. proposes a temporary international force for Gaza. Negotiations with regional partners are ongoing, but no clear resolutions in sight. Civilian casualties continue to mount, fueling international concern. The White House called for humanitarian corridors and a ceasefire. Israel and Hamas remain entrenched in their positions. UN agencies warn of deepening crisis in Gaza. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.